educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Oh my God. I threw myself off. I built that break backwards, and the songs played in reverse order. But you know what? It still worked out. We got to the same point. Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's Q Talk America. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. This is us celebrating our 300th show. Tonight, all around the table is Kat Carlson, Doug Wilkie, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins, and me. I'd be Clayton McKee right here sitting at the helm of the ship. And sometimes the ship goes down. But
it goes
tonight,
off course.
Al's going to open champagne right now, so that'll help the show.
We're at the champagne segment of the show.
Can I segue on your ship goes down thing?
Hmm.
So we're at the God's Waiting Room, the Williams Grand Canyon Railroad Hotel and Buffet for the meal.
So at 4:30.
Dinner served promptly at 4:30. So the meal is going on, and there's a very nice guitar player, singer,
okay,
up there doing the hits of the day when these people were in their 20s.
Don't sit under the apple tree, but anyone else would be.
I like that you know that song.
Sadly, it was all like 70s music we would all know.
Okay,
but we were children, they were adults.
Sadly.
That was the difference. So it was charming numbers like leaving on a jet plane, living in the fast lane, like Eagles, country rock, Steve Miller Band. First night, we kind of enjoyed his voice. We tipped him. We thought, well, that was a nice selection of songs. Second night, he did a couple of the same, a couple of new ones. And then he says, so I know I already played this song tonight, but I had a request for it, and they tipped me. So I'm going to play it again. We're like, oh, that's got a nice voice. What song was it that he already played? And someone requested during dinner, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Oh, no.
The big lake they call Gitchagumi.
And it's like 12 minutes long.
Right.
With a tariff, and he knew all the words.
Oh,
he knew all the
stuff. I feel like that song should be followed by Brandy.
Brandy, yes.
You're a fine girl.
Yay.
Well, yeah, because Brandy's kind of lonely now. Right.
Champagne.
Well, the ship went down.
She would be.
Oh, yeah, she would be.
To just, I know I've already played it tonight, but someone requested it.
It's a real crowd pleaser. Here we go.
And so I'm eating my first Thanksgiving meal of the year because they had turkey and stuffing on the buffet. And I'm like,
the first of many.
Who was sitting there
dinners,
eating their salad, thinking, you know what gets me in the mood? The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
There's nothing like
just
the
lights
of the
me
Edmund
up.
Yeah,
you know it works for me every time.
What an amuse bouche that song is.
Amuse bouche.
Oh boy.
I'm just gonna
and
say
they
that.
Tipped, they tipped
they
for
tipped
it.
That. I think he wanted to qualify that, because
but he already played it.
I understand that
twice in the same night. Someone was like, "Why not the record?" That
so you really can't, you can't even
tip,
blame the person that did it because the DJ fucking played it.
So I'm here to tell you that's my weird headline.
Well, I. Did he even bill it as a reprise, or was it
no? But he just honestly said, "We're in
Thank
again.
You.
We're going down again. They died so well the first time. We're going to kill them again in the big lake they call Gitchagumi."
That's right.
I'm sure it was a.
Oh,
enjoy your mashed potatoes, ladies and gentlemen.
When the gales of November come early.
They came early.
The worst part is how many of the goddamn words that I know about that song.
Yeah, that's true.
This one's a real rager. Listen.
Chippewa down the big lake they call Gitchagumi.
Oh, dear God.
We can't play it all. We'll get in trouble.
We can't.
Gord Lightfoot will come back to life and kill us.
Do you need a stopper? Use that bell.
Use what bell?
Mercy.
Is it good? Is that a...
That way.
It doesn't work.
That's what I'm saying.
But everybody said their hands on it.
Well,
it's not going to live that long.
It is.
I know.
No.
But it really
There's
bothers
alcohol
me.
In it. It goes everything.
It doesn't. Sure.
But it goes flat.
Well, here, I'll let you empty some more of that out here.
Solve that problem. We'll just drink it real fast.
So we should drink a toast.
Sure.
So cheers.
Oh.
Here's to 300 weeks
to
with you, motherfuckers.
300 shows.
Yeah,
how in the fuck?
Real.
Cheers, Queen.
Why did we do
you
it?
You people.
That's 9,000 hours.
With
kind
you.
Of. Because remember, we used to do the show. It was 2 hours.
Yeah. Once.
Yeah.
We want more.
We did a 2 hour show once.
1 week. Yeah. And then it was like the mystery third hour you had to download.
And also, it.
30 times 300 is 9,000. You got it. Four zeros.
Carry the
three
one.
Times three.
Double it and add 30.
It's still 9,000.
But you did 3 hours 300 times.
I was told
so
there'd be no
900
math.
Hours.
Sure.
I was told.
300 times three.
Oh, where did I get 30 from?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I was confident.
I don't know where the two.
I was confident with the 30.
I know. I was going to let you explain it back, but
yeah.
We're going to go with 900.
Let's go with 900
3 hours, right?
Cheers to 900 hours
300
with
shows, is that
some of the best people ever.
That's true.
Oh, what a nice thing.
Some 900.
Some of the listeners or viewers, however you self-identify in the ships at sea.
But not on the Edmund Fitzgerald. They can't hear us.
The Titanic.
Or Brandy.
Or the Titanic.
For those of you who don't know how this all works, we joke about getting paid the same. None of us do this for money. It literally is so friends can get together once a week, drink, and talk. And it's great therapy.
It is very therapeutic, I have to say.
And everyone that's in the chat room has been...
Yes, that is so wonderful to see people there.
Yeah. To see people that have nothing else to do. Or, oddly, look forward to us coming on live and listening to us.
Well, and like we know Meow Cal, like we have Meow Cal now for another 9 months because he snowed the fuck in.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, that's a valid.
She ain't got nowhere else to
go. It's dark outside.
And I know it's a man.
Yeah, but you know it's a man.
And remember our new motto. Fuck Denver.
If we can just talk about this show, one of the things I love about that you talked about is that you said the origin story, I guess, as I understand it, is you said you wanted it to be as if you were just sitting and talking with your friends.
Right. It basically is.
For those who may or may not know that.
Friends ever sitting around at brunch and you're like, you know what? We should have a radio
show.
IHOP.
Enjoying delicious
at IHOP. With delicious mimosas.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. My God. Yeah.
So,
oh my God. Can we record a show from IHOP?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Please.
I got a kit.
Delicious mimosas.
The struggle is real. We must go.
Oh, my God.
And we have to investigate.
So I want to say that's what I also like about the show. Cause that's why it's therapeutic and why it's so funny.
We can go live anywhere?
No.
Oh.
No, the show is just like as if we were... Listeners don't know that when we're done, we sit around and talk anyway, and it's exactly the same.
There's another hour of the show that goes on.
There's like a pre-show that happens.
The most fun is that when we stay in here and do that, like, we'll go... Al will be talking. Weird. And so then we'll listen.
It's odd.
And then all of a sudden, as someone goes to make a comment, and then they lean into the mic.
Right, but we're not on the air anymore.
That's right.
And
we
some
don't
of my memories of the funny... Right. Can we do memory lane? Is that sure?
Sure. We'll get to our headline section at some point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are
you going to talk about the show later? I thought that was going to be part of the anniversary.
We can talk about whatever the fuck we want. You know why? We own the show.
Okay. Yeah, I'm missing if you just want to do it later.
Les Moonves is not going to come in and tell me shit.
Our producers are telling us it's fine.
Okay.
All right. This just in. Sure.
Just so many nights where I have laughed so hard
I
could not stop laughing.
We've had
like
a few of those.
The raccoon night.
Oh, come on.
That night will go down in history. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't because it wasn't just that. That was the backstory. But that whole thing about the Da Vinci surgery and the sombreros.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in my whole life.
Seriously, who goes and gets like a pap smear or whatever with like a... like a robot. Right. Remember the Yelp review about the...
Oh, my God.
And, like, it was robotic...
Sorry.
Something. Gynecology. Robotic
and I
gynecology.
Don't remember how the sombrero fit in, but it really did crack me up.
Funny.
It was so funny.
It was the same as bathroom gin.
And the whole time, a raccoon was scaling a building.
Yeah. Well, it was funny that during that show... Yeah, my mom says it's like you all sitting around my dining room table.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Just like if we were in your living room or dining room, you can't get a word in edgewise because you can't on the show.
Now, that didn't change.
But it was funny. During the night of the raccoon escapade, we would be talking about something else and forget about the raccoon.
Yes.
And mom would text me, where's the raccoon now? And we'd have to go live
to the live feed.
Yeah,
live the raccoon.
And, you know, and then we had Meow there, like in Minnesota, like a correspondent.
Oh, that's right. Meow Cal was our Minnesota correspondent.
We have no idea if my understanding is Meow Cal's more up north. Maybe Meow Cal lies to us. We don't know. He could be down the street here, but it's one of you know.
Oh, that's fun! I never thought of doing that. Thinking I was somebody else from somewhere else.
Well, I think Amina. I think Amina lives here.
At some point,
I think Amina lives here.
Clever.
At one point, I think what we'll do is I'm going to paint the dining room green. And we're going to put you in the tropics And have you broadcast from in there?
I am totally down for being the senior correspondent.
Like, in a hammock. We could put you in a hammock.
So, you know, what was the Walmart cookie dough?
Oh, my God. The cookie dough that burst in the woman's vagina.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? My family still talks about that.
Oh, they should.
Come on.
Though, you know, we found out it was a fake story, but still, it was so funny.
I'm remembering something else now. I might have been sitting here. My memories are like what?
You're all over this table.
Yeah, we spin you around.
The only place you haven't sat is in this chair.
You guys, because I technically could never handle
it. I barely can.
See what happened if I took
over. Fuck this.
This one, I'm laughing already right now. The Bigfoot porn.
Oh,
Bigfoot porn. Do you remember that?
All the things we have.
You were here. I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were here.
Oh, you
came. I came late
there.
From something else.
Oh, and the artwork.
Yeah. All the things. All the things we accidentally Googled. The time we Googled ass clown.
What was it?
Ass clown.
Oh, no.
And we were all grown up at the end of that Googling. Like, just the screen world around the world. Like,
there's a lot of things that we've researched on this show. In fact, I'm sure if...
Learned
if,
a lot about
it. I have to tell you, my browser, seriously,
Hungry
is
cat in
probably...
Moscow.
I mean, I know you all look at some different things, but I'm saying to you right now.
Yeah, and we still don't know where you find the car fucker story. Yeah.
All I have to tell you is that I could go to jail for some
for the browser stuff.
But I don't know.
Well, no, listen, if it's not intentional,
it's
I think
worth finding
good.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
hey, wait a minute.
So we're sorry. Marty has the night off because
she's incarcerated.
In jail.
Yeah, we'll be getting. She's bailing out tomorrow.
She got 2 hours to mortgage to get her out. Now she's fine.
Fenstitute. It's fine.
Learning about fenstitutes and the god, the cat.
Oh, yeah.
The flying cat.
The flying cat. That's Al's favorite thing in the whole world.
The flying
ever.
Cat. First
I
flying.
Am. You that was early, and Guy early on,
that was
Guy Fieri. Trying to read the Guy Fieri menu. Almost killed me.
Well, and if I'm not mistaken, pieces of all of that are... wait a minute. I don't know if all of that is, but when Joe put together the best of segments, which are on the website, you can search through and find the best ofs. Clips of all this hilarity are in that because
The cat is in the first season
season,
but the Guy Fieri is soon after. But
if you go back to
that was one
thing to read it at home by myself and be amused by it, but then to try and
add some
read
booze
it,
to it,
and try to read it out loud,
very different
Oh, and you laugh like I've always said that you when you get that chuckling going.
Oh, it's and I'm done. Oh yeah, then, retaliatory garden lighting.
Oh, that is the
retaliatory garden lighting.
I almost burst sometimes.
And you can read
one.
It doesn't matter how many times you read it;
it's
hilarious.
It's still funny.
Yeah, and Clayton, even last week when you pulled out the Asian.
Oh no!
Forget it. When I was doing that story, and all of a sudden you started
talking like an Asian.
Oh my God.
Oh, like, why you got no girlfriend?
I was done.
That was one of those laughing jags that was like 5 minutes.
I was crying.
There should be more accents. There should always be more accents.
Oh my God, I didn't realize this. Kat must have done this. There's an YouTube page. There is a 15-minute video of the cookie can explodes. And did it take us 15 minutes to get through that story?
It did.
Okay. Which one?
The cookie can explode story.
God.
But I thought there was one, if I'm not mistaken.
Is she like crazies up
there? Show 139. Show 139. Retaliatory garden lighting is in show 139.
Oh, my God.
Show 124, things that Angie Dickinson would say. What the hell is that about?
Guest starring Molly Montgomery.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's when we would, because I love to play $25,000 pyramid. I'm a dirty whore. I'll sleep with you even though you have no money. Things Angie Dickinson would say.
Somewhere, I don't know where it's hidden, somewhere in the midst of this all is the...
The fur is flying.
I miss you like crazy!
Oh, God.
Our tribute to Natalie Cole. Still hiding under a table at the MGM.
It starts out pulling away from the microphone. Doesn't lessen the noise in the headphones.
No, it does not.
It doesn't do that.
No. Well, and do you remember in the first season... our first run, when you guys, like, I didn't say a ton. I kind of stayed in the background. You people just said things to embarrass me, and I damn near died half the time. And then
you started out, you wanted to just be a sidekick.
Right. That was, yeah, that's what your thing was. I just thought, you know, like, I'll just throw out some comments here and there. And then you guys were like, you need to say something. So I had written a Madonna thing, because I had gotten Madonna tickets.
Oh, she remembers she had that whole thing prepared. We thought she had a writer.
Yeah, and I was like, that's fine. Right. And then you thought that your mom was writing for me.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember
we accused
that.
Her
remember?
Of plagiarism.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, no, but I really did.
Long before Melania did it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And he thought she hired someone.
Yes, I got that all from Michelle Obama. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, hashtag. Obama.
I do remember that show. It was funny.
That was hysterical. Sorry, look Clayton. On all three of your faces.
No, you're great. Right. But again, you can go to our YouTube page and look for there's Missy Al, Mrs. Natalie Cole like crazy. Oh. But you can watch that one. Cookie Can Explodes, which is another one of the old videos of which was me. There's another one called It's All Al's Fault. There's a clip. The Retaliatory Guard Lighting, I lost whichever show it was
so
in.
So funny.
We used to name the shows, which was different, but now that we changed the format, it's not as easy to name them. Because I used to pick a name each week for the show based on something that was said within the
organically.
Organic.
Yeah, organic. Yeah. Like, well, we remember there was Dis Everything, because everything was disingenuous or disregarded or whatever it was. We also had Cunt Gate, not an actual gate.
That's right.
Yep. Foggy Bottom, Cream Cheese, Netflix and Nudity, Weaponized Lighting. Bottom. I don't know if that's different than Retaliatory Guard Lighting.
Yeah.
262.
Oh, that was about my backyard, I think.
Mm. Oh.
That's funny.
Maybe. I remember there being a similar story that was not quite as funny.
That was about the cock crowing whenever my garage light would come on.
Oh, right.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. That's right.
Yep.
Something here is called It's All Al's Fault, which I'm sure it is.
Yeah, that seems fair.
That still rings true.
Yeah.
Still
rings true.
All right. Should we do headlines
as
now
we
that
continue
we,
on, we'll talk more about our show and how time has marched on. But let's talk about this show. And all of my stories have something to do with 300.
Yeah.
On Friday, October 12th, the LA Kings partnered with the Team Smile Company to set up a mobile dental clinic at the Crenshaw Family YMCA. 300 children were given free dental care as part of the LA Kings Goals program sponsored by Blue Shield of California. Quote, we want to thank the LA Kings for sponsoring the event with Team Smile. This event had such a great impact on the youth in our communities, and the immediate benefits were apparent, said Simone Jackson, Senior Program Director for the Crenshaw Family YMCA. From cleanings to fillings and extractions, the event provided much-needed care to our youth that otherwise would not have been able to have received the care because they can't afford it and because Republicans hate everybody and don't want anybody to have any health care at all. Mm. Team Smile works with to partner oral health professionals with professional athletic organizations to provide life-changing dental care to underserved children in communities. While they have been working with sports teams around the country for close to 10 years, the Kings were the first NHL team to sponsor a Team Smile event. Along with free dental care, the children participated in arts and crafts, played ball hockey with the Kings hockey development team, and they had a dance party with Bailey. And Bailey, if I'm not mistaken, this is Bailey in the dentist chair, which is the LA Kings mascot. With I'm guessing,
is he really the strongest argument for dentistry?
Either, two teeth.
No.
The floss is
huge. Irony. The hockey. Yeah.
Is that, that's the irony part.
Is that actual irony or Alanis Morissette irony?
I'm a little
Alanis Morissette irony.
I'm kind of more concerned with the dentist. Looks like he might be a killer on any old series on the 70s. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Irony is using a mascot that has no teeth for proper dentistry. Right. That's ironic.
But you don't see a lot of lions with a great grill.
No.
To be honest.
So maybe maybe get the lion with the good grill and use that for your dentistry ad.
Sure.
We can make even a lion look good.
Lion. We ain't lying. Ha 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 ha.
Speaking of looking good. Picture it.
Go ahead.
You're sightseeing, you're visiting lovely Savannah, Georgia.
Oh.
You're looking at monuments and things. And there it is.
Oh, Jesus.
You see it. Right there. Somebody stuck googly eyes.
I know.
No.
Oh my
on
God!
Nathaniel
yes.
Green.
I had that. God,
I love googly
funny.
Eyes.
Oh, this story is so.
Well,
funny.
City officials are not.
Yeah. Not. Amused. We are not amused.
Not amused.
Not pleased at all. The official Facebook page of the City of Savannah shared a post with the pictures of the vandalized statues. stating that the incident was not a laughing matter. Moreover,
it's not laughing.
They stress that harming a historic monument is, in fact, a crime.
Can we just cut to the picture
I
of
gotta
the,
see
please
it.
Let's.
Oh, dear God. Oh, my God.
The
there
city posted
words.
On their Facebook.
There are not words for how much I love this.
City posted on their Facebook. Who did this?
Googly
Someone
eyes.
Someone placed googly eyes on our historic Nathaniel Green statue in Johnson Square.
They took them off the fish that they were selling a couple weeks ago.
It may look funny, but harming our historic monuments and public property is no laughing matter. In fact, it's a crime. We're hoping to find the person responsible. If you have information, please call the Savannah Police Department.
I want to give them a reward.
The police spokeswoman says, if we didn't do anything, this would get out of hand.
Absolutely.
Out of hand. Motherfucking hand. Googly eyes all googly over the eyes. Place.
If they get up, we'll all get up. It'll be anarchy.
It'll be googly-eyed anarchy.
No, I want
be googly eyes on generals all over the place. Because Nathaniel Green, of course, if you don't know, is... Yes.
I want
the
you all,
model of a modern
I want you all to go to bed tonight with this image in your head.
It just and that, you, how can that not be funny?
Oh, it's great.
It's an obvious improvement.
Oh my God, yes.
On what was a lackluster statue.
Now, what I wonder about him, I don't know which representative of what war, bigotry, or racism he is. I'm wondering...
The model of a modern major general. He was a major general in the Continental Army in the American Revolutionary War. He emerged from the war with a reputation.
Of a good vision.
Oh, Nathaniel Green. Yeah. So he's not a Confederate.
No. He's
legit.
He's a good guy. Okay. He was fighting the Redcoats. Right. He was George Washington's most gifted and dependable officer.
Oh.
And is known for his successful command of the Southern Theater.
And vision.
Well, now he's got googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Listeners at home. But I'm going to tell you how inexpensive googly eyes are.
Oh, God, yes.
And how infinitely entertaining they are. And that's all I'm just going to say.
I could not agree more.
Here is how the natives describe it. His hair is Harlow gold.
Sweet surprise.
Oh my god.
Agreed.
I like it.
It's a thinker.
I like it.
Okay.
Segue, go.
All right. This probably isn't the reaction that Fendi had in mind. They have a new shawl that retails for $1,000. It's being widely panned on Twitter because many people think it looks like a vagina.
Oh,
the shawl didn't look all that unusual in most of its available colors, such as silver and blue. Marnie and Cat might like this shawl.
Fucking Cat! I'll take two.
Yeah, well, you're going to get to see a picture of it in just a moment.
Oh.
Or in its numerous pattern options. But one shade stood out. It makes you look like you're being born.
Is it
noted
salmon?
The
what do they call this color?
Coral?
I don't know.
Vagina?
Oh, the
blood?
The pink shade of the silk.
Oh.
Wool and fur shawl seems to have disappeared from the Fendi website. However, it is still visible via Google Cache, which we found. And other retailers that sell the company's products are still showing off the goods. Naturally, the images of the shawl live forever on social media. So there were some great comments in the comment section, but my favorite one was said, it makes you look so much younger, like mid-delivery.
Wait, but where's the
picture? I'd like for you all to acknowledge by verbally saying that you're ready for this.
Okay. I'm ready for this.
I don't know. Okay.
I've already ordered mine.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh. Cat wants two.
That's amazing.
That is 100 times worse
than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Two things.
Then, when you wear it in public, you know what you get? You get that.
That is a fair...
Fair point.
Oh, my God.
Fair point.
I can actually find the little man in the boat.
I'm going to read a couple more.
Yeah, not a lot of people can.
I'm going to read a couple more comments. It gets really real when you flip it over. Don't let Baldwin wear it. I can't imagine why.
Because then there'd be a big man in a boat.
I'd like to see Alan wearing it. Then.
Fendi touch of fur pink. No, that sounds so good. Just imagine a head popping out of this thing.
Oh.
Wait, so when you wear this, it's like you're enacting your own birth, but with glasses and a full head of hair. Count me in or out or whatever. I love comment sections sometimes. Yeah. It's so great. That's my Halloween costume sorted out. Thank you.
Yeah, that really is.
Okay, that's all I got on
mercy.
That.
How much does that retail for?
$1,000.
$29.95.
Chump change. I'm ordering two.
Yeah.
For two.
So I think just for maybe for the rest of the show, do we just add it here?
Yes. The Brady Bunch vagina shawl.
Oh, my gosh.
My vagina has arms.
The show is brought to you by
the JJ.
That vagina.
Okay. Oh, my God. I'm being corrected by it. By Aaron, it's cash.
Oh, cachet. There you go.
That's true.
The cash.
Yeah.
I stand corrected.
Well
Some
done.
Some professor you
for
are.
For my vagina
right.
shawl.
Wow.
And now,
rating
now getting,
you.
Vaginal. Now professor. Getting slammed by Kat Carlson.
I like it. The vaginal shawl.
Marnie, did things happen?
Well, yes. Some things happened.
What things happened?
Well, let me just tell you. About Google Maps.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Like, does he have a car?
Well, that was the problem.
God, this
you
is
going
to get old. Go ahead.
Well, you see, that's what it is about. I just sent you a photo, Clayton.
You did?
I think.
How exciting for me.
I'm
tell me more.
Sure.
Tell me more. Did you get very far?
No. I did not. Let me see. Sorry, guys.
I don't have a picture from you, Mark.
Well, I don't know. Then maybe I did not. So,
tell me the story, I'll find a
matter.
Picture.
We'll find it.
Tell me the story, I'll find a picture.
So, go to People Magazine and Google Maps. Because, let's see, Google Maps has a thing, sorry guys, where they can find you anywhere, right?
Right.
Like, you know how they have a little car
they
goes
around.
Yep, bunch of happy horseshit that is.
Is this about the woman who divorced her husband?
Yeah, well, the husband divorced her because... She's a whore. And it was found out by Google Maps. You're welcome.
That she's a whore?
Kind of.
So
Google Maps isn't just for directions anymore. It can also end your marriage.
Ta-da!
Bing! According to Australian outlet, news.com, a man caught his wife cheating while searching for a location in Google Maps Street View.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops. Wow.
He was using the app to decide on a tourist destination to take his wife to go on vacation and stumbled upon a woman in an outfit he had recognized. While navigating down the Bridge of Sighs in Barranco?
The Bridge of Sighs?
Barranco?
It's in Venice. Peru? The bridge. Oh, there's also one in Venice, okay. The Bridge of Sighs.
He saw the woman was sitting on a bench with a man, reclining with his head in her lap. Both of their faces are blurred, as is customary, right, Dunn? When Google Street View cameras capture a person. While the view only shows a still image, the woman appears to be stroking his hair. Well, I think they're taking liberties, but who knows?
Here we've got the image.
The man quickly realized it was his wife, based on the clothing.
Either that or she's doing some mild dentistry.
And
she's doing a teeth cleaning.
And other physical
He's
characteristics.
A lion. Blossing.
Although the photo was taken in 2013, the man at the center of the story still chose to confront her. The whore. The missus admitted to cheating, and the couple recently divorced.
Mm.
Google Street View uses multi-lens cameras mounted on top of, and she was mounted on top.
She's just sitting on a bench doing some dentistry.
I'm just saying.
Doing a teeth cleaning.
An innocent right. maiden. But then so am I.
Just aiding in a flossing.
It was created in 2007 and launched in 5 U.S. cities. It's now available to view roads in 80 countries. So you are not safe anywhere.
You cannot even cheat anymore.
No cheating.
You can't even get a little casual bench head. You know what I mean?
Google Maps says nay-nay.
Shit.
Wow. Nay-nay, sir.
Damn it, Google.
If we were still naming shows... There's your name.
There's
casual
your name.
Bench head.
Here's the problem. Why is he so upset? I mean, maybe the guy was just, you know, needing some comforting. It's not like he was flipped over.
He might have
Had
also...
he been on his stomach, it might be a little bit different.
Might have been some
he might have been
wanting,
he might have needed a nap.
There also could be the possibility that she's like, I think I want a vacation here with my husband. He goes, well, let me show you how it
it'll
would
work.
Work.
That's a great...
This is how it'll be for you.
This
Sounds
is
like
what
you've
it
had
would
to cover
like.
Some shit up before.
Yeah.
alibis.
I like your
you're good at alibis.
Like your tone. All of a sudden, I don't like you in the show anymore.
I don't like your tone with that.
I'm just kidding, Clay. I'm just jealous because I wish I would have thought of a lie that good. Well,
anyway, I'm just telling you, watch yourself. Because Google is watching.
Google is watching you. That is really kind of frightening.
Actually, if I'm not mistaken, there is a website that people have actually gone, as they look on Google Maps and different street stuff, when they find stupid shit of people walking or doing really stuff, they'll do that. However, if people in cities know that the Google Map car is coming, they stage shit on the side of the street.
Oh, my God. That's so, great.
The image is caught. Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is great. What are those cars that are going around Chandler? Just as an aside, what's happening right now?
The self-driving cars,
the autonomous cars.
Is that what it is? Yeah. Okay,
is that the Waymo?
I saw one here. Waymo, I saw one right here at 3rd in.
Oh,
I applied to be a writer, and they said no. Your life is not interesting enough.
Oh,
but you have
because you just go to.
You have to play
games. Well, no, because you apply and you tell them what your like weekly commute looks like,
and yours
and
is to go ball then home.
Right.
Oh, got it. I'm like, what?
Because I was all in. I was ready.
Mine wouldn't be either.
Yeah, drive me around.
They wouldn't like me to do that either because I go from here to Stacy's. Stacy's to here.
Yeah.
Then I go to, once a week, I go to Costco and I fill up with gas and I come back
home. And then you come home.
There you go, right?
And that trip would be out if somebody else was driving anyway.
Yeah.
Fair point.
It's an exciting life.
Thrill a minute.
You drive from home to the hospital and the hospital to home.
There's three of us.
I wasn't throwing real hard stones.
I would fail on that one too because I don't drive my car hardly at all.
Marnie, however, would because she's all over the place. Yeah. Yeah. And if very you told busy. The car you had to leave
that's
by a certain time,
driving.
It would just leave without.
Oh my god!
Like, hey!
Marnie'd be chasing the car down the road.
I'd be so much
my self-drive car leaves on time. All I over could. The city. It makes all my appointments.
That would be great.
I'm still sitting here drinking coffee trying to figure out whether I'm still in a car. But. Yeah.
I saw Marina running down the street.
Yeah. That car is just following that calendar like clockwork. Empty.
Foiled again.
Exactly.
Cab. Hail
oh,
taxi.
My God.
Chase that car. It's on my schedule.
That's right.
Clayton.
Damn.
What?
You're up. No.
You're done. We're done with that.
I thought Al said he did.
No, he did. Al's just doing commentary.
Just helping move us. Move it along.
Al's doing commentary tonight. That's all he's doing. Well, in March, Lyft, the cab and driver service, began testing a monthly subscription plan for select high frequency users. And today, the company announced that a version of this plan will now be available to everyone in the United States by the end of the week. Hmm. It's called the All Access Plan. Passengers will be able to pay upfront every 30 days. Locking in a set price for their rides and not having to pay out for each individual Lyft trip. Subscribers of the All Access plan will get 30 rides for up to $15 each for a monthly fee of $300. They can cancel any time if they need to. If a ride goes over $15, subscribers will have to pay the difference. If the 30-ride limit is exceeded, Lyft will offer 5% off additional rides. Additionally, unused rides will not roll over to the following monthly pay period. During its test, Lyft tried out plans that cost $200 a month or $300 a month and $400 a month for different amounts of rides and incentives, but it appears that the company has landed on the $300 a month plan as the sweet spot. At the time, Lyft CEO Logan Green discussed the subscription plan test saying, quote, "We are going to move the entire industry from one based on ownership to one based on subscription." And I just think that's interesting because people are just sign up for shit and then forget to cancel it.
Exactly.
However, as people that know how to do math will tell you, that's some bullshit and it's a ripoff. Unless every one of your Lyft rides is $12, and unless you actually take 30 Lyft rides, you're overpaying.
Yeah.
That end.
Yeah. If you just take a $5 ride.
Every ride has to be
took a $5 ride, you overpaid, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So the alternate to that is, like what I was saying about deciding to drive, because I have a car payment that's a couple dollars more than I really am comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Just think I'd rather pay more for cable and have more movie stations than pay for a car.
Jesus
and then the insurance, priorities. Because for some reason my insurance does not seem to go down, although I have no tickets, nothing against it, 1,000 years old. Yeah.
Okay.
So but my you drive thought a brand is, new car. How much cheaper would it be?
It could be.
But it was
to get rid of the car.
It was a gently used car when I bought a demo model.
Mm-hmm.
would it be to just have this $300 fee
right.
and just have rides everywhere right. for the month?
It'd be even cheaper to just pay for your Lyft rides as you
yeah.
need them.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, but that is my new...
And so having a car and doing this, having a car payment and doing this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's really awful.
Yeah.
Right. It really is but awful. And since I always choose, like, oh, I'd like to have a drink, and I just don't want to be in that thing. So mm-hmm. I have the car, but I turn it away because if I'm off, like, I want to have a drink. Like, I want right. to... And if yeah. I want to have a second drink, I absolutely do not want to have any kind of like.
And you can right also pre-schedule question. Those rides too. So if like yeah. let's say every day you leave the house at 6:15 to go to work, boom, you can have somebody there at 6:15 right, every right. single day to do that mm-hmm. as well.
And it would not be a $12 ride because again, I don't work that far away. But, so it's there's such a real world alternative now to having a car.
Yeah,
and Ubering to and from the grocery store is really not that big a deal either.
And for those of us in the Central Corridor, which they're trying to push more bike riding, light rail, and whatever, and more Uber and
shared
Lyft,
rides, like, yeah,
shared mm-hmm. rides, that could be appealing to some people.
Yeah, and it's not really a shared ride if you're the only if but someone's think, just driving yeah. your Miss right. Daisy ass.
But I think Kat's got the right thing is that if you were only like if I was just taking a trip from here to Safeway and back, you know,
use some elementary school
I just
math.
Need yeah. to just pay look at your, for the Lyft.
Right, look at your Lyft bill from the last yeah. 3 months. And yeah, it's probably
which is
not
what you're doing in New York,
but it might be a little bit more distance. Like in New York, your rides or like in Vegas when we Ubered the couple times. It was a little bit more than it is here for a short mm-hmm. ride because, you know, Vegas now you have to avoid the strip and drive 30 miles to go next door.
Right.
Yeah. So they were those rides were a little bit more in that range where everything was about $12. So that yeah. that really was worth it. My rides downtown here, like when I Uber here for this, it's like $5.63.
Right.
Like, I feel like a total schmo because I'm like, I just gave somebody $5 to ride over yeah. here. Like, you want the tip part of it because you're like, I should offer you something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then again, you also drove three. I took yeah, 5 minutes out of your day.
Go right. too
yeah,
far,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Are you off topic? Are you? I've never understood this. Are you supposed to tip on Uber? Because I do, but I've heard people tell me no, you're not supposed to.
I thought Uber had it built in, or at least originally, they
Uber
had
has it. Uber has it
and
built
Lyft
in.
Lyft does not.
Oh, okay.
So, Uber has it built in. So when you get the thing at the end, where you rate your driver. But, uh-huh. You have a. You can give them.
I think
rate.
They've added a tipping feature to Uber now, though.
Okay. Uber has
it. Yeah,
yes.
they do have a tipping feature because when Uber first came out, their,
so I just
their
give them
idea
cash.
Was... That's fine.
The, oh, they're not going to say no to
their
that.
Their corporate idea was that no money needed to change hands and it was
out.
All just handled. You just get out.
Yeah.
Okay. Uber was billed as...
No cash.
Your personal driver.
Oh. Yeah.
Whereas
I didn't know that.
Lyft was billed as your pal with a car. You know
your
what I mean?
What?
Like your pal, your buddy, your
the car. Yeah. Okay, I get
in,
it.
In really early Lyft culture,
oh,
you were supposed to like fist bump your driver, and it was this whole fucking thing.
Shut
you were supposed
up.
To ride front. Kinda, oh yeah, no,
kind of lame. Yeah, okay.
It was a whole thing.
I'm not fist bumping any of you.
No.
Even in that shawl.
Listen,
no. haven't done it.
The only way shawl. I'm fist bumping you is if it's in your face because I punched you.
Because I punched you in the face.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
violence.
Why we fist bumped.
Yeah,
because I was angry.
And you must have really deserved it because I haven't hit anybody in years.
Well, that's encouraging.
But yeah, so they were very right. Today could be the day. You never know.
Might happen
optimism.
In about 10 yeah. minutes.
Might
knows?
Be now.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
I need more champagne. Yeah.
Yes, you
well,
do.
Yeah, it was an image fridge. Decision thank on you. The behalf
this
of both.
Is, interesting. I never knew
both
this.
Companies. And it was a culture kind of decision. However, when Uber started really like pulling their rates down. It affected drivers really, really poorly.
Yeah, that I sure. did hear.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I started because driving Uber after the first rate decrease, and I was like, oh, this isn't bad. Like, it's not great, but it's not bad. But now mm-hmm. it's awful. You have to drive it as a full-time job
or you,
and yeah. get the bonuses and incentives.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise,
or it's,
well,
not,
it's
worth
not worth it.
It. Yeah. Right.
That similar
so
to what she's saying, our friend and sometimes host on this show, Bootsy Lamone, Daniel Ray. Daniel is one of those people, because he's got a full-time job. He works remotely from Chicago here in town, lives mm-hmm. here, yada, yada. But he took the summer off from driving for Lyft because there's no reason. He's like, I'm not going to sit in my car and drive the AC sure, on all summer sure. with all these people. So he comes back. I think he starts driving again later this month, I believe. But that silly guy, and you can't blame him, he went through and charted all of the day times and all this stuff and like where he gets mm-hmm. the bonus. He drives minimal, mm-hmm. but he hits every bonus.
He's brilliant with
he's
that.
He's like, how many drives?
I mean, he's brilliant
how
in
many
general, but
drives do I have to do within like a 3 to 7 p.m. on a Wednesday to get the bonus, and he just drives to get the bonus, and
so
he stops.
So he's like maximizing.
So what yeah. he yeah. and he's like, I make great money, but
work
he,
smarter, not harder.
But he does, worked. Right, the, he that, worked the system.
Right, it's exactly what he does. He's like, I'm not driving all frickin' night for these people. I'm going to hit these hours.
Interesting.
And I guess they send out I'm sure you probably experienced this, Kat. They send out emails. Like, I'm not saying they're contests, but it's like, you know, the new bonus for this week is you drive so many things within a certain time frame, and they'll pay you an extra $160 or something to that effect. Yeah. And he does all of that, but he really maps it out.
This is a nice segue into our thoughtful vulgarity later. So.
Well, then we'll get there.
That'll be fun.
What are we going
to
segue?
If we ever get to that end of that show.
Yeah. We got an hour.
Oh, crap, it's my story.
It is. Do you have a story? Do you want to make up a story?
I like beer.
Oh. It makes you feel mellow?
A lot of people like beer.
Are you like our new Supreme Court justice?
Not in a rapey way, no.
Not in a rapey way?
Not
okay.
In the rapey way.
So, I just wanted to make sure. You
so
know.
Different.
Yeah. Right.
Kevin, nope.
However, I'm going to start drinking more beer because it's about to get way more expensive.
Oh, yes, I heard.
Now, this is serious.
Mm-hmm. It is serious.
Serious. Worldwide, over the next few decades, beer could become more scarce and thus more expensive
because of what?
Hops. Global warming.
Mm-hmm.
That's not global real. Warming. That's not real.
The Thanks, production Obama. Of barley, the main ingredient in beer, is likely to drop substantially because of severe droughts and heat extremes that will become more frequent as the climate changes.
Wait, it's not real, but it might be real.
It's going to be real when I'm paying $10 more for a six-pack.
But it's going to correct itself, said our president.
Average yield losses of barley range from 3% to 17%, depending on the severity of conditions. Those losses are going to get bigger. In the U.S., beer shortages could reduce the amount that Americans are able to consume each year by as much as 900 million gallons.
Hopefully just the Coors Light.
To put that into perspective, that's 9 billion bottles of beer on the wall.
Oh!
Billion.
I love Take one I love down it. And pass it around. Some bottles of beer on the wall.
That's right.
8,999,000.
This is bad news for
bottles of beer.
Bad news for beer drinkers.
It is everywhere. Bad news.
Future climate and pricing conditions could put beer out of reach for hundreds of millions of people around the world.
I'm doing a dramatic reenactment of reach.
Are you?
It's my version of accent.
This is one more reason to drink more wine.
What will all the Trumpians do?
Deny it.
Oh, they're deniers. Okay,
drink oil. I don't know.
But what a weird.
Well, no, because they're
on this topic of global warming, which I firmly believe in.
Yeah.
Climate change.
What? It's happening.
Yeah, climate change. What an odd climate we're enjoying right now.
Yeah.
Two hurricanes in less than a month. And we do get the hurricanes up the Baja Peninsula across the Sea of Cortez. That does happen on a semi-regular basis.
Got that hurricane up the Baja.
Yeah.
Get out of my Baja.
Exactly.
Hurricane right up your Baja.
But twice is kind of
do you
odd.
Like my Baja?
It's a short amount of time.
Like back
does this
back
champagne
like
make my Baja look big?
I'm going to go
Baja,
with you.
Baja, lady.
No.
Thank you.
I would have fist bumped you over your Baja. But
fist bump my Baja.
Oh, get your fist out of my Baja.
Ew. Well, that became awkward.
Pray continue.
That could be another name for the show.
But like this whole, like it's... It's fucking cold here in the Arizonas right now.
I know.
Like, talk about climate change.
Cold?
It's lovely.
Not saying it's not enjoyable.
It's like 70 degrees.
Saying...
I packed a sweater.
No, oh it's my. Fucking weird. Sweater
weather. 62 right sweater now. Weather.
No. Yeah. Sweater. It's not supposed to be 62. Last night, I had everything open. I opened up all the Bajas. I mean, everything was open and available for viewing.
Welcome home.
Yeah, welcome home. And it was cold. Like, it kept... Yeah.
It was
I
like
kept
63
looking
degrees.
No, it got down to the 50s.
Yeah.
And like the wind was like blowing through, and I'm like, all right, motherfuckers, that's just cold. Mm-hmm. But
chilling,
I mean, but really strange weather, and to have, and it doesn't rain very often here, although we have had the hurricanes up our Bajas in October a couple times previously.
Yep.
But rain in October is very rare, and to have like this ongoing.
Right.
Like 13 days of like
maybe because of the hurricane.
Overnight low tonight is 61. Tomorrow 59.
But last
62.
Night, last night was colder because last Bridget, night it rained.
It was like 56.
Yeah, it was in the 50s last night. It really
this
was colder last night.
I ordered 70.
Especially if you were like had the windows open and you felt those breezes coming through, and it like sprinkled. There was a sprinkle in my Baja.
You had a moist
So, Al, when Kat was telling that story, I know that you thought it didn't affect you in any way because you don't really drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want you to know, Kat, I saw on this same story that other crops affected.
Lies. Mm-mm. Only beer.
Coffee.
Oh.
Yeah. Tea and cigars. So, Al, you're in trouble.
Oh, you're going to have to stop smoking cigars.
You're
going to
have to. Wait a minute.
Well, you can put the cigar up your Baja.
He doesn't smoke them, if you know what I'm saying.
I do like to keep a cigar in my Baja.
He likes to keep them in the Baja.
For special occasions.
In my Baja.
You might find him on
that makes me feel like a gentleman.
You might find him on
Could
a park
just
bench.
Just bite off the end. Thanks.
Park bench. Just snip the tip before you slip it in my Baja.
On the Google view, you'll see him on a park bench.
Snip the tip.
It's a bench head.
Yeah. Casual bench head.
Going in dry.
Just snip the tip. $20 is $20.
A flaming hole.
Oh,
it's all coming back.
They're like a bad Celine Dion song.
All the shows are coming
it's all
back.
Coming back.
There are flashes of white.
And moments
things
of cold.
I'd never do again, but then again, I might.
They almost seem right.
They almost seem right.
I mean, they were not.
Just
I don't want to confuse you.
Well,
but they almost seem
might
right.
Have.
Almost
could have.
Like
you know what I feel like? I could drive all night.
I could.
Just to get to you.
Just to get
just segueing.
To you.
I like it. Well played.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Sir.
Okay. So.
I'd like to apologize.
For what?
Everything.
Oh. Good call.
So
just a blanket apology in the middle of the show.
Really Madonna has a new skincare product line, which I didn't know, called MDNA Skin. And it's and she's selling a new facial roller. Because that's, I guess, what you do. And it's raised some eyebrows on social media after Minnie mistook the $200 product for a sex toy.
Oh.
The pop icon
is Madonna.
Could go either way.
Well, this is another one you're going to love the comment section. So just stay tuned.
Is there a photo? I want to see
it's cut. Clayton will have it for us. The pop icon.
Boy, Jesus, I'm.
I sent it to you.
I know you did. I'm just trying to.
Advertise the new. I'll keep talking. Advertise the new product via an Instagram post saying, calling all queens who want to slay. Did that sound like Madonna?
No.
As she shared,
you need a fake British accent.
That's why. Oh, I can't.
She's
can't
over that now. That's so yeah, 2002.
That's so over.
Seriously.
As she shared what she's referring to as the first of its kind.
I don't like that.
Well, the double-headed carbon facial roller launches tomorrow. Well, wait till you see it. It boasts infrared heat, but most fans were more eager to point out its phallic comparisons. I love Madonna, but are we all love this comment? But are we all just going to not talk about how this thing looks like a vibrator? Said one fan on Instagram.
Sure.
Oh my! Glad you clarified what that was. My mind is in the gutter. Another added. A third said, knowing Madonna, I thought it was something else. It would have been okay by me. Do you have the picture, Clayton?
No, because it's a video and I have to load it.
Oh, no, if you scroll down. I think it's below that. There's the pictures.
Oh.
Yeah, if you scroll down into the. There's pictures. If you.
I was afraid to scroll down.
No, just scroll down. There's pictures. Other fans simply.
There might be an egg recipe.
That's right. Eggs in. It's eggs in purgatory.
Omelette
cat.
Du fromage on your face.
And roll it. And roll it.
Oh, dear God.
We'll see.
Other fans simply
voice their frustrations that Madonna is working on skincare rather than her long-awaited new album. They're going to have to wait longer than they expected.
How many songs has that bitch already given us? Like, let her have some skincare.
Let her have rollers that look like dildos.
It's all about skincare.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to take it and just slap it on your face.
You roll it. You roll it, and not just your face. She said you contour your face with it, but
smack,
you
smack,
also
smack,
roll
so
it on your body.
Yeah,
just cock smack.
Two cocks.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Hello.
We call that a party.
How are you doing?
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome to the party.
You can say that with a British accent, too, if you
Welcome
want.
Welcome to the party, everybody. Smack, 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 smack.
Clayton, this is going to go further off the rails.
It's okay.
Are we not getting a photo? Is that not a thing that's happening?
Because it's a Mirror UK website, it fucked me.
Oh, they won't
let
you.
It's a whole
I'm sorry.
Mess.
No, I'm sorry.
So we'll get there in a
minute. My apologies.
We'll get there
eventually.
No wonder we had a revolution.
Say you want a revolution.
Well, you know.
I will say she looks pretty good for 60 in the pictures. She looks
I think she looks good. I don't like that she's doing skincare lines.
I wonder what will happen if I Google Madonna facial.
Just yeah. Well,
I googled Madonna face roller. Just fine.
Okay. Oh, I found it.
Okay, sorry. I
know.
I
found regular pictures.
Some people are gobsmacked.
There it is. I know who the
other people are. Cocksmacked.
Oh.
That's the reaction that a lot of people have.
Maybe it's a twofer. Literally,
it looks handy.
One can go in your Baja.
Yeah.
And then
again, leave my Baja alone.
And then the other one will tickle your scarf a little bit. There you go.
Don't knock over my boat.
It'll tickle.
Don't knock over my boat.
Right in the Baja.
That darned
me. Kat, I kind
of
like
that. That goes, yeah.
I like that. Is that? I like that euphemism. I'm going to tickle the scarf.
Well, because you know.
The reenactment has me a little uncomfortable.
Marty, are you gonna go home and tickle the scarf?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No.
This is...
No.
Hang on.
No.
If you're still...
300
still,
shows later, I'm going to crawl under the table.
If you're still tickling the scarf, I guess the lesbian bed death is a myth.
Oh, mercy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what's...
All right.
Meanwhile, we may have to come back to that.
We're going to come back to it. Every time I... Everything I...
All right, I apologize, Clayton.
No, no, it's all right, because...
I should have sent you a better
link. Websites are just... Oh, these... What is that? What is... Oh.
Well...
Marnie, can you do something with the story?
Yeah. Well, so, Marnie, you're up. I'm sorry.
I'm going to try to get away from Madonna facial shots.
I can't imagine why.
Oh, I bet that could get...
Wow. Oh, my.
Is that one of those things that we should not... Well, let's go with... Because I'd love to talk about Jowls McConnell, but I'm going to leave that
alone. He could use
a
face roller.
Well, he could.
Yeah.
But, you know... He's a dick. So, but let's talk about something that's a little bit happier, different.
Thanksgiving.
I know you do like that. Yep. Yeah, leftovers.
It's happier. 10 days of turkey.
I know, right? So let's talk about Keira Knightley because I kind of like Keira Knightley.
I like her too.
Again with the accent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
I like her.
Well, I'm not good with the accent, so I know to leave that alone. Yeah, I just shouldn't. But I will.
Well, we've proven you don't have to be good at something to go ahead and do it.
Very true. We've been here for 300 shows.
You're listening to it.
Yeah. 300 episodes.
So Keira Knightley was on Ellen DeGeneres and was talking about Disney movies that she will not let her daughter watch. She's banned from seeing them. And it's because she's a fiercely strong woman. Mm-hmm. She's just not going to... She will not have it.
Oh, so the original princess canon is completely out.
Absolutely, right?
So Sleeping Beauty, Cinderella.
Cinderella was the biggest one, yeah.
We out.
Yep.
Oh, that was the whole plot of Kimmy Schmidt this season.
Yep.
Was all the things wrong with the princess movies and waiting to be rescued.
Yeah, she said that she sets limits on her daughter's viewing habits. She spoke... Her daughter's 3.5. Her name is Edie. I just think that's cute.
Little Edie.
Well, yeah. A little bit different reference.
Just keep her away from
that. That's gonna be them in 40 years.
No cats.
So. Jerry likes my corn.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Not everybody gets that.
So,
not everybody gets that.
We do.
So, Ellen asked Keira Knightley which kids' movies are banned, and she immediately said Cinderella.
Yeah.
Banned because she waits around for a rich guy to rescue her.
Sure.
The actress was quick to include a message about self-reliance. She said, don't. Rescue yourself, obviously.
Right.
You know,
or don't be in a place you never need to be rescued.
It's very Frozen. Like, go... Skip forward to Frozen.
That wasn't the only cartoon that's not allowed.
I'm in.
She said that this one was kind of annoying because she really liked the film, but the Little Mermaid. She's like, I mean, the songs are great, but do not give your voice up for a man. Hello?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the star however, list one movie that she allowed, and that was Dory. That it's a big favorite. She, you know, she's right in front of Ellen.
Sure, that helps.
Of course you're going to, you know. But anyway, I just thought that was great. She said that she rattled off two that are fantastic, that Frozen is great, and that Moana is absolutely fine as well.
Moana is just super special. Like, it's
Yeah, I still haven't seen it.
And it's gorgeous. And it's I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, I have it like...
How do we fix that?
And I have it.
I have it on so many
formats now.
Should I do payroll for you?
Yeah, that it's just all... It's all beautiful. Like
I finally saw The Greatest Showman.
You know, usually I want to smack people who watch things on an iPad or a phone. Right. But I watched Moana once on my iPad, and it was gorgeous. Beautiful. Like, I still got drawn into how beautifully rendered it was.
Sure.
So you really don't need...
Like a big...
Yeah, kind of, but the big screen. Of course. It's truly gorgeous. And the music is love. She's lovely. It's just good times.
Yeah. It's got The Rock in it.
She's been standing at the edge of the water. Right.
Yeah. I haven't seen it either.
But the one you love is Coco.
The music is so good. Oh. Yeah, the music is so good.
I found out that they're doing a live thing at Disneyland with Coco, and it's in the park, and I just can't go.
So, Clayton, don't murder me.
I can't go because I'll just cry.
I'll stand there with Mickey Mouse hugging you.
I've been really, really busy, but at ASU, I did see a thing for this, and I meant to tell you, and then I forgot. ASU did a special screening of Coco with a discussion afterwards.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I can handle it.
He might not be able to, from what I understand.
It gets me. And nobody, I don't think anybody. Oh, you posted that shawl on Facebook, you dick. Al Perkins posted that awful shawl on Facebook.
The vagina shawl.
I just saw it. Oh, my God. Anyway,
I'm going to make it my profile picture in another hour.
After we get into that next bottle of champagne, you will.
I wonder if we all should do that. Oh, yeah, goes
just
over.
See people what,
will,
you know.
It'll go viral. People, what are they
doing? Well,
they're
going to
think it's part of some political movement.
Yeah,
might have a virus.
I feel like I'd get a call from my mother.
It's just chilly. We're recommending a handsome shawl.
Handsome.
We're promoting American.
We're
products.
Recommending shaved ham.
Oh. There went Thanksgiving.
Without shaved,
it's freshly shorn.
Yes, freshly shorn ham.
Why you got no shoes?
But not all the parts of the ham are shorn.
I love it, Al. That Al told me, I just love saying freshly shorn.
Oh my God.
It just, it delights me.
Oh my
terrifying.
God.
Terrifying.
Cracks me up.
Terrifying.
Oh, yes. Okay.
All right.
I know it took us a while to get here.
Okay.
But here's the Madonna tool.
Okay.
There it is.
Oh,
yeah. That's a fate. Yeah, that's a face roll.
I am instantly reminded of the episode of Sex and the City where. What's her name?
Miranda.
No,
Carrie.
The blonde.
The blonde.
Who cares?
I don't fucking know.
It starts with the C.
Jesus Christ.
There you have it.
What's her name? The whore.
Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha.
Yeah.
Where Samantha.
A C, an S.
Where Samantha is in the sharper image, and they're like, it's a neck massager. It's not a vibrator. And she goes to the table, and the women pick it up one by one, and they're like, and they pick up the one that looks like that, and she's like, you straddle it. They're like, oh. And then she holds up one and she goes, oh, be careful with that one. It'll burn. They're like, through panties, through ski pants. Yes.
The rabbit.
There's the. I don't know if the rabbit episode is the same as that
one.
Oh
my
God. Can I get Channel 16 with those?
Yeah. If you put it in your Baja.
It'll go up your Baja and tickle your scarf.
Thanks, Obama.
That's a double surprise for your Baja.
I need that and this.
Thanks, Obama.
I need that and this.
Again.
To get to this.
Oh, yeah. All right. That's the feeling. And if you're riding it right, that's what you look like.
And to recover, ladies and gentlemen, here's three goats on a hill.
Oh, thank you. We do need that. It's a palate.
That's a flying Swedish cat.
That's a palate cleanser.
It is a palate cleanser.
A much needed one.
It's
for
like a sorbet. It's
an amuse-bouche.
Leave my bouche out.
It's an amuse-bouche, Christina.
I told you to play my Baja, not my amuse-bouche.
You can't have my bouche. You can have my Baja.
There's a moose loose in the hoose. There's a moose.
What's happening next?
That's the statue. Did you look at me?
I have a story.
Clayton, look at me. Al Cal's coming.
Which one?
That statue.
That thing is from the deepest, darkest part of my nightmares.
You're welcome.
Yeah. No, he's from the Revolutionary War. Yeah.
With googly eyes.
Googly eyes.
It's an extremely surprised Nathaniel Green.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah.
That's because
he discovered
Madonna
what the
tried
was.
To, you know. Madonna found his boosh.
Well, continuing on with something that looks like something that you'd shove in your boosh.
Hey.
drivers outside
or Baja, however you self-identify.
Well, whatever's comfortable.
We don't want to limit you.
No, not at all.
Drivers outside Boston along U.S. Interstate I-495 this week got a unique view of an iconic airplane that might very well belong in a museum. For a short amount of time on October 10th, a truck convoy carrying the fuselage of a rare Lockheed Constellation L-1649A Starliner was pulled over along the side of a highway to fix a flat tire. Now, for those of you who don't know what this is, here's the picture of the fuselage of the plane. Painted white and stenciled with bright red Transworld Airlines logos.
It looks like a giant Tylenol.
The 60-year-old plane is heading to the JFK International
Airport. That's not where I was going
with that. No. Sorry.
Sorry.
The crucial parts of this story are what I'm trying to relate to you.
Amuse my bouche.
Listen.
Blow on it gently.
The 60-year-old plane is heading to JFK Airport, where it's expected to be converted into a one-of-a-kind bar and restaurant for the upcoming TWA Hotel. Now, I had no idea that TWA was doing anything anymore.
Period. No, they went out of business like years ago.
So they're going to make a hotel called the TWA Airport. Now, there was a time when you were more likely to see
God,
this.
That's so confusing.
Which part?
All of it.
It's a hotel called an airport. It's a plane with no wings. It's so
What's
many
happening?
Things. I know.
Did you ever have that not so fresh feeling?
I'm crazy.
There was a time when you were more likely to see this kind of a plane flying overhead instead of in pieces on trucks along the side of a road.
But it has no wings.
In the 1950s, they ship those too. They reassemble it.
I shit my pants. Yeah, I understand.
In the 1950s, before the jet age of travel, the Lockheed's Constellation family of four-engine propeller-driven airliners were the pinnacle of luxury for travel across the Atlantic and the U.S. from coast to coast. The Constellations, also called Connies, were the first airliners in widespread use that had pressurized cabins. Pressurization allowed the pilots to fly higher above most of the bad weather, making for smoother and safer travel. Thanks to that pressurization and fast speed, Connies led the way into the new era of air travel when flying became almost commonplace as it is today. This week, after several months of restoration, workers loaded up the 116-foot-long Connie fuselage and tail separately onto trucks,
separately, onto trucks
in Maine and made the Auburn-Lewiston at the Auburn-Lewiston Airport for the 300-mile-plus journey to New York City. So I figure you go through JFK a lot when you're traveling, doing shit. You might actually go and you might see that. You might have dinner or something.
Well, I know that they were trying to open... they're trying to big... Is it the Pan Am part of JFK that they're trying to build, bring back? Know. There's the real pretty part of JFK. And I thought it was the Pan American. But maybe... So maybe they're trying to do like... restaurants and things
historic.
For a failed like tour the failed airlines of the United States. Here's the Eastern Airlines wing.
They call that historical. Yeah.
What is the People's Express?
The Constellations? Is that what you were just talking about?
Yes.
That's the name. It was a Constellation, but they call them Connies.
Yeah.
The Connies.
I've lost connection with Q-Talk, just so you know.
So is everybody else.
You'll be fine.
Doesn't matter.
Isn't that weird?
What do you mean you lost connection? With how?
We're having trouble finding that site. I was typing in and nothing happened. And now online, I can't get on. But you guys look like somebody typed something.
Have you shut off America and restarted it? Because that's really how we're going
to
fix this.
Oh, God. We've been trying to shut off America since 2016. And
I don't know. Isn't that weird?
Isn't it crazy? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Edmund Fitzgerald.
I mean,
let's hear it again.
Right.
What? Oh, the Edmund Fitzgerald?
A little bit. Yeah. I need
give us an update. How are they doing? How's it going?
How is everyone in the Gitchagumi? How's everyone in the Gitchagumi?
Okay, I feel like it's too rough to feed you. I feel like someone is now saying.
I hear no one in the Gitchagumi.
Because remember when dinner time came and it came to ring the dinner bell and he told him it's too rough to feed you? Sorry, boys.
Yep. Swim. Swim. Swim.
Swim.
Well. Thanks, Dory.
And Miss Superior. Superior does
Lake
something.
Superior.
It's been good to know ya.
Oh, that came out bad. Sorry.
And water coming in, and the good ship and crew are in peril. politician.
How do you know the words?
Yeah, the
everybody
right
knows. Oh, okay.
Who doesn't know that?
For real?
I don't think I know.
I got
all
wasted
words.
Once at IHOP on mimosas, and I sang this all day.
Hey, they have more. They have more than mimosas. They have Bloody Marys. They have margaritas and Moscow Mules. God damn it!
God damn it! Hopefully,
for
in a
someone
copper.
Who is not interested cup. In the least, he who, certainly what? Has the menu down.
Yeah,
because it keeps Facebooking me in my feed.
In your Baja.
In my Baja.
No. You should shove a mimosa and a fresh. Pancake up my Baja.
Shove a Baja.
I'm going to get diabetes.
Pancake in my Baja.
Diabetes! We should go.
That's not where pancakes go. That's not where pancakes go.
That's where the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. Yeah,
that's a new Rudy Tooty.
I can expect that delivery right up my Baja.
Oh, I'm a little afraid, yes. Boys.
Just a little?
A little.
I'm a little teapot.
A stoosh. Short and stout.
Oh, my God.
Just a whisper. Blow on it.
Whore of the Chrysler.
Whore of the Chrysler. Oh, my God.
Wait, what?
Clayton, whore of the Chrysler LeBaron. Oh, my God.
The Chrysler LeBaron.
This could be the greatest thing ever.
Could Chrysler takes in what the Ford gets to send.
Oh, look at you making songs out of nowhere.
Right up your body.
You get the melody in your head just so, and you can sing any song like a sailor
or a seaman.
Either way,
in the stick Baja. With sailor.
Don't let it.
Were there any seamen in the Baja? I just never understand.
No, just Tutti Frutti.
Okay. I love Aaron.
Oh, they're only Tutti Frutti during Fleet Week.
Aaron, I am not going to listen to what he says.
Yeah, I don't need that stuck in my head.
Really?
That's awesome. I like it.
I mean, I already sang it once, but somebody requested it and they tipped.
They tipped.
So we're going to hear it again.
Right. So that's how we're going to do this, because they tipped. Oh.
You know how you were saying, like, I do it when I, like, sometimes when I'm getting ready for work, I'm like, so you decided to be a nurse.
Yes.
Day one.
But there's that moment where something happens in your life and you're like, am I currently in an SNL skit? Like, what? Like, is this just a parody?
How did that happen?
This can't be real life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, did he just ask for more cowbell?
Let's see what you can pull off with this, Mr. Perkins.
You know, don't play the stinger, because there's only two stories.
We got a whole break ahead of us.
Okay. Entertainment.
We're running overtime.
We're just gonna do.
We own the network, Doug.
We started super late. And we're gonna start saving time now. There's just two things.
What start now?
We're about to save some time.
So I only got two things to talk about in entertainment. So. Okay.
Anybody die? Anybody die?
Thanks, I don't Obama. Know. I've seen no news.
All those men on the Get to Gooby.
Yeah, exactly.
God.
They just went down. So how did you forget them so soon?
We're going to raise the boat. We'll be back.
David, what does burning smell like?
You're listening to Q Talk America.